It's the end of an economic era of sorts, a 37-month, $1.6 trillion experiment to kickstart the U.S. economy and stimulate job creation. And as the Fed concluded its two-day policy meeting, it also ended its massive bond-buying program, which economists say has provided consumers and businesses with cheap capital and kept interest rates near record lows. The decision is validation that the U.S. economy is improving, says Brad McMillan, Chief Investment Officer at Commonwealth Financial on Skype.
The Fed is actually explicitly saying for about the first time that we're starting to plan for more accelerated growth than what we've seen in the past. They're saying we've made substantial improvement, and they're starting to actually act on that. And I think that's a significant step forward.
But on Wall Street, the reaction was less enthusiastic. Major indexes saw a minor sell-off as investors pondered the Fed's willingness to raise interest rates. That may be due to the Fed modifying the time frame for rate hikes from a considerable time to sooner, depending on economic data. That's taking a somewhat more assertive tone, says Greg McBride, Bankrate.com's senior financial analyst, also on Skype.
I think the statement actually read a little bit more hawkish than expected, more so than last month, meaning that there's more affirmation of the economy doing well, and I think more of an emphasis on the fact that eventually they're going to have to focus on moving interest rates up.
Most analysts think rate hikes won't happen until at least the middle of next year. Less clear is the impact on the global economy as the U.S. Central Bank applies the brakes on monetary stimulus. Speaking at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, investment guru Mohammed El Arian tells VOA, expect more volatility, especially in foreign exchange markets.
Because we're going from a world of multi-speed central banking to multi-track central banking. In the old days, everybody was doing the same thing, just different magnitudes. Now, we have two central banks that are lifting their foot off the accelerator, the Bank of England and the Fed, and we have two other central banks that are putting their foot more on the accelerator, the ECB and the Bank of Japan.
Experts say rising rates could lead to more investment dollars flowing into the U.S., further slowing growth in emerging markets. But they add a higher value dollar would also make U.S. exports more expensive. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.